Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright.
That would be a good thing for you to think about how I've been with Moses, and I'll be with you. But it's not an invitation to nostalgia or mere sentimentality. You know, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just a sentimental person, but it's just so tempting to think about the past in more sentimental, nostalgic ways than it is in the ways that are designed by God to build our faith for today.
That's Pastor Alan Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the teaching today in the series Forward, as presented at Renolda Church in North Carolina. If you're not able to stay with us throughout our entire program today, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now. It can be yours for your donation this month to Alan Wright Ministries. So as you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at pastoralan.org. That's pastoralan.org. Or call 877-544-4860. 877-544-4860. More on this later in the program. But right now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Alan Wright.
Are you ready for some good news?
Yes.
You have come farther than you think. You've made more forward progress than perhaps you realize. Life, especially after a long pandemic and all that we've been through, has a way of making you feel like you've been knocked backwards. But I want to show you today a kingdom principle as we continue thinking about this simple idea of forward, and we return to the story of the promised land. And I want you to see that the idea of being a conqueror in Christ does not mean that at any moment there's not still territory in front of you. I'm speaking of the metaphor of the kingdom. And it does not mean that you're not going to also face some strenuous times of being set back or becoming battle weary. But you have made it further than you realize. And with God, you don't go backwards. So last time we were putting this image in front of you of Egypt and a promised land where they were slaves, and that what was needed was to come through a parted Red Sea. And the Red Sea that opens up, and to move into, but not staying in a wilderness, so that then they could come into a promised land. But that what the people did was that they came in, sent 12 spies, and found themselves hearing a bad report from 10 of them, and so they turned back from the promised land. And they spent 40 years wandering there. They were afraid that they wouldn't be able to take the land, and that they would die in the process. Their fear came upon them because, though the land was most surely theirs, the fact that they were afraid to take it and turn back left them wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, so they didn't take the land, and they died there in that wilderness. And so what happens when Joshua leads them into the promised land? It is a wonderful adventure. And they come into the promised land. And the promised land itself is a beautiful land. I think, is there a slide next? It's a land flowing with milk and honey. You can't see the name of these cities, but it's going to start on the east side of the Jordan, and they're going to come first to their battle of Jericho. The next image will show you a little bit about how the campaign flowed. First through Jericho, and then Ai, and then they go into a southern military campaign, and then they're going to go into a northern military campaign. What's interesting, though, is with all of the conquest that Joshua leads, that it comes at the time of his death, there's still much land still to be taken. So this next image shows you all this pink area that has been conquered, and all the green is part of what God had said, this is your land, but it's yet to be taken even at Joshua's death. And in fact, it'll be through the story of the judges that lead that there are more battles and some land is taken. But it won't be until the time of David, much later, when he expands the borders of Israel, that all of that will ever be theirs. So even Joshua, the great general, he comes to the end of his life and there's much more land to be occupied. The principle in the kingdom is about celebrating and having your faith built by the forward progress. And I want you to see this as a prophetic image for your own life. So let's start in Joshua chapter 1. Here comes God's motivational speech to his new general. After, verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving them, to the people of Israel. So here's Joshua, and it's the biggest moment of his life, and he needs motivation like never before. And some years ago, I preached a whole sermon just on this, because isn't this surprising? What would be God's first words to motivate Joshua? Look at it again, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. What kind of motivation is that? You got to remember that Moses was Joshua's mentor, spiritual father, and everything in Joshua had not only respect but affection for Moses. The whole of the people had been grieving Moses' death. Joshua certainly had been. And here comes God to tell him, Moses is dead. Have you ever noticed the Lord doesn't speak in the kind of euphemisms that we do? He didn't come and say, Moses has passed on to glory. Moses is has finished his journey and graduated. He just comes, Moses is dead. Thank you, Lord, for that information. What seems particularly painful about it is that Joshua had always counted on Moses. And Moses had been so used of the Lord that we're told in the scripture that there really was no one that had ever been like Moses that the Lord spoke to as if face to face. And Joshua loved him. Moses was a man who had so much anointing in his life that God did continued signs and wonders through him. And he had this incredible symbol of this staff that once was held up in a Red Sea parted and was held up once in a battle, and the people continued to win. And so this is grievous and yet somehow important, because it is to say, Joshua, this is a different day and a different ministry, and you are a different man. To say Moses is dead is to say, Joshua, Moses is no longer here, but you are. And beloved, sometimes the death of what you've counted on in this world for your security, or whatever you have counted on so that you didn't have to be in the lead, when that is gone, sometimes that, in its grief, is actually the mark of the best season of your life, because it was to say that Moses was my servant and I interacted directly with Moses. Moses is dead, and Joshua, you are my man. And it invites Joshua, I think, into a new dimension of his relationship with God. It is to say, Joshua, you are qualified. Like Paul said to the Colossians, you have been qualified for your inheritance in the saints. It is to say that when you look back on Moses with grief and fondness and memory that brings courage to your heart, that would be a good thing for you to think about how I've been with Moses and I'll be with you. But it's not an invitation to nostalgia or mere sentimentality. You know, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just a sentimental person, but it's just so tempting to think about the past in more sentimental, nostalgic ways than it is in the ways that are designed by God to build our faith for today.
That's Alan Wright, and we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Would you love a better marriage? You don't need more good advice. You need more good news. Marriages, like people, aren't changed by human effort or even by applying principles. Marriages are changed by the gospel of grace. In 6 video sessions, Pastor Alan and his wife, Anne, lead you and your spouse into a fresh encounter with the God of grace. You'll learn a simple, grace-filled process that makes great communication easy. You'll discover the freedom of forgiveness and the power of celebration. You'll also learn how to pray for your spouse and how to bless one another with a faith-filled vision for the future. To help you grow, when you order the video series, we'll also send you 2 copies of the accompanying study guide. Whether your marriage is going through some special challenges or your marriage is in a season of health, you'll find powerful, transformational truth and good news for your marriage. Make your gift to Alan Wright Ministries today and fill your marriage with the grace of God. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
It's like our daughter Abby, now we've gotten her moved out to Washington, D.C., and both my kids are out. And so Anne has started cleaning out Abby's old room. And she said, Abby, can I just throw some things away? She said, sure, Mom, you know, nothing, don't throw treasure away, though, you know. So Anne's going through stuff right now. And every now and then she'll come in and say, look at this, you know. And it'd be some, you know, school notebook or some piece of art or something, you know. And you just take a moment. And everything within me, you know, there's this like tug of war between this sentimental feeling that just says, oh, those were wonderful days when the kids were here and they were young and we were, you know. And that in and of itself can just lead into a kind of sadness or a yearning for something that can't be. What God wants us to do with memory is to see where He has been in our lives so we give Him thanks and to recall His faithfulness so that we will have new faith for today. That's what you do with it. Moses is dead and you're going to have to move on. It was an announcement of Joshua's promotion. And from this point, this astounding verse that comes that you could spend a year contemplating, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given to you, just as I promised to Moses. This is a marvelous image because in the first place, the future and the past meet in this one statement. Every place that your foot will tread upon, that's future tense. I have given to you, that's past tense. There is a way that God can give you something that's already been given to you, and yet you are appropriating it step by step. So on the one hand, you absolutely, it's already your inheritance, and on the other hand, you are appropriating it. See, this is the nature of inheritance, just in natural terms. An inheritance is something that is yours, but you may not have it yet in your account. And spiritual inheritance is like this. It's like that image of taking the promised land. So the image here is that Joshua, you take a step. I've already given you that land. That's your inheritance. But as you take that step, it's yours. As you take another step, that's yours. It is a picture of appropriating now what had already been laid up as the inheritance of the people of God. There is an exhibit at Epcot theme park in Orlando, which celebrates the imagination. And two images came to mind. One, there's a floor there that looks like ordinary carpet squares, but when you step on it, each place you step your foot lights up. The light is already there. The energy is already there. You do not make it light up. You just step, and the light that's already there is activated. In that same exhibit area, there is a screen, and it has the cartoon figure called Figment, which is a symbol of imagination. And there are musical instruments on the screen. And when you wave your hands like a conductor, the music on the screen starts playing. And if you wave faster, the music goes faster. You're not making the music. You're not making the images. But your participation in it is appropriating the energy that is already there. And this is a mystery, but this is the way it is in all spiritual progress. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, Paul says. Have we appropriated all of that? No. And some of this we will not appropriate, we will not enjoy fully until heaven, until there's a new heaven and a new earth. But the image is like that of Joshua in the promised land. You keep just taking the next step. There are ways that I enjoy and understand and revel in the blessing of God now that I didn't 10 years ago. There are ways that we grow with every single step that we take. It is a picture to say every place you step your foot, it is given to you, has been given to you, is also to say there is a mystery in which sovereignty and human responsibility meet. There is a way that God can be sovereign and lay up the inheritance that has nothing to do with your merits, and yet at the same time, you are involved in the process. It means that there is a way in which, let's say, in the mystery of the way that God saves people, there's absolutely nothing that I or you in your words could ever do to save anybody, right? My words never saved anybody. Your words never saved anybody. We're saved by the gift of God in Jesus Christ alone. And Paul even says we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. How do you understand a mystery like that? And yet this same Paul who said that those that God foreknew He predestined, this same Paul is the one who says, well, how could people ever be saved if we don't tell them? So every place that your foot will step, I have given to you. It's like there are ministries that God has for you, and the reason He does is because He already has laid up the fruit of that ministry, and as you open up your mouth and you speak, or you open up your hand and you give, or you open up your heart and you care, there is a way in which God's sovereign purposes meet up with your responsiveness to His grace. And that's how it happens. Every place you step your foot, the inheritance was just as sure for the previous generation that wandered in the wilderness and died, but they decided not to step their foot and take it. Joshua died, and there still was a bunch of territory to take. What do? Keep taking the next step. And it is to say that there is therefore no way to get beyond here without taking this step. I like to think of it this way, like Jericho was the first city to fall in their military campaign. And then they would face Ai, which initially they had a real defeat, and then a victory, and then they would head south. And there were many times where they did not know what their next battle or adventure would even be until they'd taken the first few steps. In other words, if they're 10 steps, you may not even be able to see what 10 looks like until you've taken 1 and 2 and 3. You may have to walk through a valley and get up to a mountaintop before you can even see the next mountain. There is no way to the farther reaches of the promised land except for step right now. And so they did. I want to say one more thing about this. Well, actually, two more things about this verse. The other thing is that when it says every place that you step your foot, it has been given to you. I want you to know in Hebrew, the you is in the plural. This is why we need a Southern translation of the Bible, because then it would have appropriately translated every place y'all step y'all's feet has been given to all y'all. Because if you're with Joshua and you're stepping with him, it's for everybody, not just the leader, which means a lot to me since Jesus is our Yeshua.
Alan Wright, our good news message today, Forward Progress for All Y'all from the series Forward. Please stay with us. Pastor Alan is back joining me in the studio sharing his parting good news thought for the day in just a moment.
Would you love a better marriage? You don't need more good advice. You need more good news. Marriages, like people, aren't changed by human effort or even by applying principles. Marriages are changed by the gospel of grace. In 6 video sessions, Pastor Alan and his wife, Anne, lead you and your spouse into a fresh encounter with the God of grace. You'll learn a simple, grace-filled process that makes great communication easy. You'll discover the freedom of forgiveness and the power of celebration. You'll also learn how to pray for your spouse and how to bless one another with a faith-filled vision for the future. To help you grow, when you order the video series, we'll also send you 2 copies of the accompanying study guide. Whether your marriage is going through some special challenges or your marriage is in a season of health, you'll find powerful, transformational truth and good news for your marriage. Make your gift to Alan Wright Ministries today and fill your marriage with the grace of God. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org. Unlock the power of blessing your life. Discover God's grace-filled vision for your life by signing up for Alan Wright's free daily blessing. If you want to fill your heart with grace and encouragement, get Alan Wright's daily blessing. It's free and just a click away at pastoralan.org.
Back here now with Pastor Alan and our parting good news thought for the day. Pastor Alan, what's our closing thought here?
In football, when you run the ball or catch it and start running with it, if there are 10 opponents that tackle you hard and push you back 10 yards. In football, the rules are the ref picks up the ball, moves it back up to the point of your forward progress. Mm-hmm. You can get tackled so hard that it feels like the wind's been knocked out of you, and life feels that way sometimes, but you always get your forward progress. So I want to leave with this thought that once Joshua conquered Jericho, and then they went and got defeated at Ai, it didn't mean that they'd lost Jericho. You always get your forward progress. And real living in the kingdom is like that. Sometimes it feels like, boy, I've gotten knocked back. But if you will look in the spirit and look with eyes of faith, I think what you'll realize is you've come farther than you think. By the grace of God, you've come farther than you think. And you don't have to go backwards. You always are given in the gospel your forward progress.
Thanks for listening today. Visit us online at pastoralan.org or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. If you only caught part of today's teaching, not only can you listen again online, but also get a daily email devotional that matches today's teaching delivered right to your email inbox free. Find out more about these and other resources at pastoralan.org. That's PastorAllen.org. Today's good news message is a listener-supported production of Allen Wright Ministries.